Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, people. Good evening to my radio audience again today. Good evening to you. I am here again to pick up where we left off yesterday. Before we go into our broadcast today and into our lesson today, I just feel a need to pray today. Father, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, I thank you, Father, for all that you have done for me, your prophet, this far. I give you the glory, I give you the honor, and I give you all the praise that's due to your great, great, awesome name. I don't know, Father, why today, Ahaya, I felt the need to pray on this platform, this divine platform that you have given me. It's been 2 years now that I've been on this divine platform that you have given me to speak to the children of Israel, the Hebrew nation, and the Gentiles. Father, today, Father, I don't know who's going to be listening. I don't know if anyone's going to call in today. But Father, God of Israel, I just pray for all the people that might be listening or that might come back and listen to these two broadcasts that I have made for these 2 days. Father, I pray in your holy name, in your son named Yeshua. I pray in his name today that you will touch the ears and the hearts and the minds of the people that hear me speak this day. You say you have a remnant, Father, in the earth. You say you have a remnant in the earth that you're going to pull out of all these religions, all this false doctrine, all this false teaching, and all the things that's been said and done up in this earth that's not about you, the real God, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation. That's who you are, the God of Jacob. Father, touch the minds of the people. Wake up your remnant. Wake up your remnant, Father. Wake them up and help them to see and understand everything that they've been falling and calling on and doing all their lives is a lie and a hallucination and a fairy tale that someone else wrote and bought upon their lives and not you. So bring your remnant out, Father. Let me, your servant, your prophet, reach the remnant with the work and the voice and the prophetic message that you have given me for your remnant. I thank you, Father. I thank you that I can glorify the God of Israel, that I can lift up the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the real God in this earth. I thank you that you reveal to me who you really are, who you really are, and who your people in this earth. Help me, Father. Help me to do what it is that you want me to do and that you need me to do, not only on this divine platform that you have set up, but in this earth. Help me to reach your people. Help me to reach the ones that you are ready to separate now. You are ready to separate the wheat from the tares. You told me that. You told me that yesterday, that you are ready to separate your people now. It's time. So help me, Father, reach those people, reach those that audience of people that can hear you, that have ears to hear and can hear, and have eyes to see and can see, and have a heart to understand and can understand that this is the truth that I am bringing forth to them. Help them to see and understand that everything that they have been listening to and falling is a lie. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God of Israel. Thank you, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you, Ahayah, for all that you're going to do in my life to edify and to glorify and to lift you up and to help your people, the 12 tribes of Israel, to wake up in this earth. Thank you. Continue to use me as your servant, because I'm so happy and I'm so honored that I am the one that you have chose to bring forth this truth in the last and final days and hours. Thank you, God of Israel. All the glory and honor belongs to you. Today and every day, in the Holy Spirit, Mother Earth, all the glory and honor belong to you this day, Mother Earth. And I give you the glory and honor for being a wonderful Mother Earth that you are. Thank you, God of Israel. To you be the glory and praise today. I just felt a need, people, to say a prayer for God's people. And we're going to go right into our lesson right now. And we're going to pick it up where we left off yesterday. It was a lot of information yesterday that I brought forth and I shared with you. A lot of information. So please go back to audio number one of the same topic and tune in and hear the prophetic information that's going to help to set you and your children and your men free. Please go back. Give me 1 minute, people.
Told you to put him on my side.
She okay. She just rest. Excuse me, people. One moment. So the title of this broadcast today, Dispensation, Grace, New Testament, and the Book of Acts, All False Doctrine, audio number 2. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elisha Ba. I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the prophet of the God of Israel, and I am the prophet of the Hebrew nation. Guest call-in number, if you would like to call in, please feel free to do so. 661-244-9831. Yesterday, we covered a lot of information about dispensation. A lot of information, a lot of good information to help you to understand that dispensation don't mean what you've been taught that it means. Dispensation don't mean me. I broke it all the way down with the help of the God of Israel and the Holy Spirit. I broke it all the way down. But just to put a cap on the word dispensation, just to put a cap on it, I am going to go to the dictionary right now. We go to the dictionary right now. Dispensation. Dispensation. Because I told you today, I'm going to focus more on grace today. Because yesterday, we didn't cover the scriptures on grace. I think I just read one scripture about grace, but we're going to go more into grace today, and we're going to talk more about the body of Christ today, and today we might talk more about the book of Acts today, because you Christians, the world number one religion in the world, have billions, I think, billions of people following that satanic false teaching. So we have to break things down. And we have to, me as the prophet of the God of Israel, I have to give you some understanding to what you've been doing, what you've been falling, and what you've been calling on for many, many generations. So I'm not going to go over the teaching about dispensation again. That's in audio number one. If you want to go back to that, you can go back and listen. It's a very prophetic, powerful teaching. I'm just going to throw some cliches out here to start the broadcast today. God's law is done away with. We spiritual is real. It doesn't matter what day you serve him. It don't matter what color he is. It don't matter what his name is. We are saved and sanctified. We are born again. Sunday is the new Sabbath. Sunday is the day of worship. Sunday is the holy day. These are all the things that you Christians believe. All the things you Christians believe. Tell me that that's not what you believe when I was a pastor of a Christian church for 15 years of my life. You can't tell me that's not what you believe. And that's not what's being taught across the pulpits. Besides motivation and all other stuff that they teach, these are all the doctrines of the Christian church that I just stole at you. They are all the doctrines of the Christian church. We can eat whatever we want to eat as long as we pray over it. We're not under the law. We're under grace. And that grace that you teach, you say it's a dispensation of grace. But dispensation don't have nothing to do with grace. The word dispensation have absolutely nothing to do with grace. But you say, Christian, your leader's teaching you that you are under a dispensation of grace, when the word dispensation don't have nothing to do with grace at all. And the word grace only means gratitude, health, being well, having joy. That's all grace means. It ain't got nothing to do with you being saved, you being born again, accepting Jesus. It don't have nothing to do with none of that. You've been deceived. You have been deceived. And the deception been going on for generations. Since my mama and them got off the slave ships. And even before they got on this side of the world. And my daddy and them. Even before they got on this side of the world, they was teaching this false doctrine and this false teaching. All the buzzwords and the cliches of the Christian church. Of the Christian church. Dispensation. I told you yesterday, I'm only going to be on this for 10 minutes, and then I'm going to grace. And I want to talk about the body of Christ, and I want to talk about the church today. The church and the body of Christ and grace. That would be my main focus today on this broadcast. So dispensation in the English dictionary, permission, first of all, it's a religion and politics. Religion and politics. That's what it says. That's your whole entire world of dispensation. We're not going to look up religion because I broke all that down yesterday on audio number one. We're not going to look at politics because I broke all that down yesterday on audio one. But I'm just going to read this right here. I'm going to pull up religion. I'm just going to have dispensation. I'm going to pull up only religion, not politics. It's a permission for the word dispensation now to be exempt from the laws or observation of the church. He received papal dispensation to hold a number of beneficiaries. So I'm going to pull up one, two words right here in the statement for dispensation under religion. He received papal, P-A-P-A-L, papal. Let's pull that word up. Because I want to show you where your dispensation come from. All your dispensation teachings that you have in the Christian church. Dispensation of grace. Dispensation of salvation. Dispensation of the new covenant. Dispensation of the cross. Dispensation of the blood of Jesus. Dispensation of the gospel. Dispensation of the death, burial, and the resurrection. Let me show you where all of that teaching and understanding that you Christians have, where did it come from? What is the source of your dispensations in your Christian churches? So papal, dispensation. Let's pull up papal. P-A-P-A-L. That's what I'm going to do right there. You know what it say? Papal, for dispensation of final religion, relating to a pope or to the papacy. Let me say it again now, people. Because y'all really, really think that the Christian doctrine and the Christian religion and the Christian church is authentic when it comes to the God that wrote the Bible. When it comes to the God of Israel, the one and true only God in this earth, and his son, Yeshua, my Savior in the Hebrew. So let me read papal again. Your Protestant religion that was set up by a monk named Martin Luther, a monk, a German named Martin Luther, a white man, a German Protestant movement. Papal, relating to a pope. What pope? Which pope? You have had many popes. Many popes that you have had. They had a pope. Many popes they have had. Relating to a pope or the papacy, a papal, P-A-P-A-L, visit. The pope, also known as the supreme pontifex of the Roman pontifex, contrast papal. When the Son of God walked the earth, they had a pope. They had a pope way back then, believe me. It wasn't the pope that we have today, but this stuff is ancient, man. This stuff is ancient. Because the Romans was the one in control of Jerusalem when the Son of God was born in the earth. So it say the pope, also known as the supreme pontifex, papal, claims of spiritual authority have been increasingly firmly expressed over time. Papal now, I just read you what the pope is on the Wikipedia. And that's what the word papal means under dispensation and under religion. It means papal. So your Christian church and your religion and your doctrine comes from the papal. It comes from the pontifex. your dispensations that you believe in. Yeah, they the ones set up Christianity. And if anybody want to come on this line, oh, I have a caller. I do want to address the caller today. I'm glad that you are here. If you can give me a good 10 minutes, and I will bring you in live to ask and say whatever you want to say. Let me just finish reading this. And I'm going to bring you in so you can ask your question. Because you know what? I'm not really in a rush to teach what I'm teaching because I want to take my time. I'd rather hear your question or your concern or whatever you want to say. So let me finish reading this about dispensation. It says, papal under the word religion. Papal. Now, I read to you the Pope. Now, let me read to you papal. P-A-P-A-L states Wikipedia. During the Renaissance, the papal territory expanded greatly and the Pope became one of Italy's most important secular rulers, as well as the head of the church. Government unitary, listen to this, people. Listen to this. Listen to this caller. Government unitary, I'm reading the Wikipedia for papal. Government unitary Christian theographic tick. Unitary Christian theographic. You know what that means, people? You know what that means? That means that the Pope and the Catholic Church, they up over the Christian Church, and it's a unitary, the Christian Church, the Protestant Church, the Apostolic Church, the Pentecostal Church, the Baptist Church, and all of these churches are a unitary body up under the Pope, the pontifice, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. So I'm going to bring my caller in now and let them ask their question. Before I do it, one more minute. Papal, definition for papal in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Papal, definition is or related to a pope of the Roman Catholic Church. So let me bring my caller in now. I want to hear what they have to say. And I think from, you know what? I think because I prayed today, because the God of Israel told me to pray. And I believe this is why the caller is here today. Because I asked the God of Israel, let somebody hear me today. I'm trying to unmute you now, caller. You're live on Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-oh.
You are welcome to say whatever you want to say.
Well,
you're live.
Saying.
Yes. You just listening?
I was just listening to what you were saying there.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you are listening, brother.
I was just listening to what you were saying about the situation. Yeah, because it was new. Because it was new to me. You were saying all that is under one covenant of the Pope. Yeah.
Yes, brother. So you want to listen in. You don't really have much to say about anything right now. Can you hear me, brother? So I'm going to...
absorbing the knowledge right there. Absorbing the knowledge.
Okay, very good. Very good, bro. Very good. I'm glad you...
absorbing the knowledge as you're speaking.
Okay, bro. Thank you. I'm glad you are here. And go back to audio number one, too, so you can really get a better view. But thank you for being here, okay? I'm glad you're here. And I hope I keep saying something that can enlighten you, okay? Thank you. I thank the God of Israel for the caller. I thank the God of Israel for the caller. I'm glad he's here to support what I am trying to do to wake up the Christian church and help them to understand, to help them to understand what they are falling is false. So let's go back to the lesson. Let's go back to the lesson. So let me now go into the word grace. Let me go into grace. Let me give you the title again. Dispensation, Grace, New Testament, and the Book of Acts, All False Doctrine, audio number 2. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elishaba. We will pick it up right now at Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, for the word grace. Because, see, you Christians believe and you think that grace just showed up in the New Testament, that it just popped up in the New Testament, and we under grace and we not under the law. We don't have to keep the law. So let me show you people that grace always been around. From Genesis all the way up into Revelation. Always been here. And grace don't mean what you think it means. And let me pull up the word grace again, since I am focused on that word today in the lesson. Let me pull it up again to paint a clear picture to you that grace didn't just pop up in the New Testament like you believe. And you got grace, and you don't have to keep the law. And you got grace. You can eat pork, shrimp, lobster, and whatever you want to do. Just pray over it, and it's clean because you got grace. You got grace because Jesus came, and you was born. He born, and you saved because of grace. Let me pull up the word grace. Let me pull up the word grace. First caller, I don't know who this brother is. I don't know his name, but I want to let him know that he is the first caller, well, the second caller that I have had within 2 years that I've been on this broadcast. My first caller, he don't call no more because he done got all the information he need and all the understanding he need. And he said the same thing that the brother said today. I'm here just to soak in the knowledge because what you are saying, I never heard before. That's what the first caller said to me a year ago or 2 years ago. So, yeah, bruh, you are here because the God of Israel want you to be here. So let me look up the word grace, because a lot of people can't understand and deal with this teaching that I am teaching because it's too broad. It's too broad, and it's too much edification in it, and it's too much knowledge and wisdom in the prophetic, and they can't understand it, and they can't get with it. So you are my second witness on this platform. I told the other brother 2 years ago, he was my first witness. Now you are my second witness. Grace, meaning. Let me show y'all people that it don't mean what you think. It don't mean what you think. Grace, it's a simple elegancy or refinement of a movement. Courteous goodwill. This is what the English dictionary say for grace. Due honor or credit to someone or something by one's presence. Politeness, elegancy, courtesy, manners, charm, good manners. It don't say nothing about you under grace and you don't have to keep the, it don't say nothing about the law. It don't say nothing about being saved. It don't say nothing about what you Christians are teaching up in your churches. It don't say nothing about that. But I'm going to look up grace in the Greek, and I'm going to look up grace in the Hebrew if I can. So let me go to Genesis chapter 6. Verse 8 right now. Genesis 6, verse 8, to bring out what grace really is. Grace really is people. Genesis 6. So, because you Christians think you under so much grace, and God is so much love, that you can do what you want to do and God gonna still forgive you. But it don't work like that. It doesn't work like that. So I'm here to help you to understand the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of the Bible, the God of Jacob. Genesis 6. Verse 8. Because you want to believe, man. You want to believe that grace only came in the New Testament. And I know my brother that's on the line here with me can identify with what I'm saying, because I know he probably was raised up in the Christian church itself. Crown that grace down his throat, my throat, and everybody's throat, and said we are saved under grace. It said Genesis 6, verse 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Ahaya. Ain't no Lord, King James translated Bible that you have, where they injected Lord everywhere from Genesis to Revelation. They injected God everywhere so you wouldn't know his name. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Ahaya. Let's look up grace in the Hebrew. Let's look it up. Let's look it up to see if it have anything to fit your doctrines of the Christian church. Grace, Hebrew number 2580. Graciousness, that is subjectively kindness. favor, or exactly beauty. Favor, grace, gracious, pleasant, precious, well favored. So how can you use this word grace, Christian, to paint your picture that you're not under the law, but you under grace? What grace is you talking about that you are under, that you don't have to keep the God of Israel law? What grace is you talking about, people? I need to know that. I need one of your leaders, your bishops or your pastors or your elders, whoever, evangelists, to come on this platform and tell me what are you people talking about and what is you people teaching? Grace don't have nothing to do with you under the law. You're not under the law. You're under grace. Grace don't have nothing to do with salvation, what you teach. Grace don't have nothing to do with the blood of Jesus, what you teach. Grace don't have nothing to do with you can eat shrimp, pork, lobster, and all of that. Grace don't have nothing to do with you going to church on a Sunday when the God of Israel said his holy day is a Sabbath, the seventh day of the week. Show me your grace. Noah had grace. Everybody back in the ancient world, when the flood came, died, except for Noah and his family. That was the grace that God saved their lives. It ain't got nothing to do with religion at all. It don't have nothing to do with the Christian church, the word grace, at all. But that's what you've been taught, pal, the Pope, the Potiphar. He the one, the Romans, got all of your doctrines and religions and churches and all this stuff together. And I told you yesterday, under the word dispensation, you use that a lot too. That only means a system. That only means a system. It means an order. It means religion. And it also means the government. But I'm not talking about that. Go back to number one and listen. Let me go to my next scripture. Deuteronomy 7 verse 8. Grace just means kindness, see? You got a kind heart. You have a kind spirit. Yes, God, the God of Israel, was kind to Noah and his family, and he saved them in the ark, killed everybody else. That's all grace means. Favor. God favored Noah and his family. God favored the children of Israel and chose them in the earth to be his people out of everybody. Deuteronomy 7:8. Yes, I can go from the old and the new talking about grace. I can go from the old and the new, people. I don't just got to go to the New Testament like you Christians do. Everything is the New Testament, New Testament, New Testament. That's why you people don't know nothing. That's why you confused. All you know is what they taught you, the law done away with. You don't got to eat pork. You saved by grace. It doesn't matter who he is. It don't matter what color he is. That's all you know. You don't know the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Deuteronomy 7 verse 8. I don't know if my call is still here, but I'm glad he is. If he's still, thank you. Deuteronomy 7 verse 8. I have another witness, people. I have another witness on this platform. Deuteronomy 7 verse 8. Y'all want to say I'm a false prophet and this sister don't know what she's talking about and all of that? When I told y'all I came on this platform 2 years ago and told you in 2019 millions was going to die in 2020, because that's what the God of Israel told me to tell y'all. Millions was going to die in 2020. And that's exactly what have happened with COVID-19. 4 million, they say, have died in 2020 and 2021. So am I a false prophet? I need somebody. Somebody come on here and correct me. Come on, preacher. Come on, Hebrew Israelite elders. Deuteronomy 7, verse 8. But because Ahiah loved you. See, these are precepts that I'm reading. Because Ahiah, see, Genesis 6, 8 is the text. And then you got precepts. Deuteronomy 7, 8 is a precept to grace in Genesis 6, verse 8. But because Ahiah loved you, who do he love? He loved Israel, the 12 tribes. That's who he loved more than anybody in this earth. He loved all his creation. He created the Jew and the Gentile. But it's something about Israel that he loved so very much. But because Ahiah loved you, and because he would keep oath which he has swore unto your fathers. Who is your fathers? Who is our fathers, Kristen? Y'all say y'all Gentiles. You're a Gentile. And you say you was born in the New Testament with Paul. He swore to our fathers. Our fathers, I'm a Hebrew woman from the tribe of Judah. He swore to our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He swore to our fathers. Have Ahiah brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. See, this is grace here. This is the grace of the God of Israel for his 12 tribes. He led them out of Egypt to the wilderness with grace and with mercy and with a mighty hand. He redeemed from the house of bondage. So don't come with that New Testament translated King James Version, Greek version translated doctrines and teachings that y'all have with all that injected stuff that's in there that you don't even know that is injected. No, grace has been around since the beginning of time. Don't y'all people understand that it was grace? Thank you, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahiah is your name. Don't you understand it was grace in the garden with Adam and Eve when they went against the God of Israel for the serpent, the snake, Satan himself? Don't you understand it was grace that he made them coats, sew coats together for them? He could have killed them right there if he wanted to, because they went against him. They disobeyed a mandate that he gave them. It was grace that kept Adam and Eve alive. It was grace that the God of Israel sew a corpse together and put it on their body and sent them out of the garden alive. Dispensation of grace. That's what y'all want to call it. Dispensation of grace. The Son of God, he not connected to that word grace no kind of way you teach it. And I'm going to prove it to you today. I am going to prove it to you today. Next scripture, Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. Yeah, I deal with the Hebrew and the Greek and the English because they're not going to deceive me no more. They've deceived my mama now. They done deceived me long enough. I'm tired of the madness. Nobody is going to deceive me. Nobody's going to teach me their lies and their doctrine and their satanic religion and teachings. All your religions are false. All of them. Hebrew, Israelites, and all the rest of them. And I can prove that too. I can prove that too. So come on in the room with me, Hebrew Israelite, and let me prove that to you, that your religion that you got set up, the truth you call it, is also false. Let me get back to my scripture. Number 6:24. Number 6:24. Another precept to Genesis 6, verse 8. Thank you, Carl, if you're still here. The God of Israel bless you and your family. Number 6, verse 8. I think I will pick it up right here. Let me just go to Numbers 6, verse 7. Am I giving you right? No, that's not the right one. I'm sorry about that, people. It's Numbers 6, 24. Numbers 6, 24. Let me check on the other side here before I read that. The caller is still here. I'm going to write your number down, caller. And I am going to call you just to get your name and, you know, talk to you a little bit and just thank you for coming, if that's okay with you. I'm going to write your number down right now before you hang up. I am going to call you, make contact with you, because I believe you're a good brother. I believe you're a good brother that's seeking knowledge and wisdom and understanding. In this day, time, and hour, that's what we better be seeking. You better be seeking that, people. I'm telling y'all what I know. Because it's going down, people. It is going down. It's going all the way down. It's going to be a sinking ship like the Titanic in a minute. See, that's what the God of Israel told me to tell you like 3 weeks ago. In a minute, the ship is going down. Yeah, I got a call. I'm going to write it down right now. And I'm going to make contact with you, bro. I want to help you any way I can help you, bro. You and your family. Anywhere I can help, I want to help you. Yeah, I've been a pastor for 15 years. I know what it's about, man. I know what it's all about. Believe me. I joined the Hebrew Israelites for 8 years. G-O-C-C. I throw the name out there. I didn't join them. Let me correct myself. I didn't join them. I listened to him, and I followed him for about 8 years. And I learned everything that he said on YouTube, his platform, wrote all the scriptures down and all that. And today I can say this to you people. If any Hebrew Israelites are listening on the other side, I can say this to you today, people. Everything that man, that brother, Elder Ricard is his name, taught me on his YouTube platform. I never went to his academy. Now I'm going to get back to the lesson. Just let me testify a minute. I know somebody need to hear this. I never went to his academy or joined his academy or listened to his academy. Because see, I wanted to find out what he was all about first. So I listened to him for 8 years. I wrote down, I listened to all his tapes and everything on YouTube. And let me tell you people, I can go back right now. He coming on tonight. I can go back right now and listen to all his broadcasts and everything that he's saying, bro, and sisters. It's the same thing that he taught me 8 years ago. So what do you think, people, you are going to get from something like that? What are you going to get from that teaching? Somebody teaching you the same stuff over and over and over and over and over and over again with no prophetic and no understanding. Just talking about what the government doing. It ain't about no government. It's about a higher. It's about the God of Israel, what he doing up in this earth. So no, I don't need to listen to that bruh no more. I don't need to listen to that because he done gave me all he can give me. I must move on. I must move forward. I must be edified right now in the prophetic. Because everything in the earth right now is prophetic, people. It's prophetic. It's not religion. It's not none of that stuff that the preachers and elders are talking about. It is the prophetic. It is the God of Israel speaking right now. You got to have a prophet from this day forward. A prophet, a real prophet of the God of Israel. Not them Christian church prophets. They are false. I just wanted to throw that out there, people, for anybody that might be listening. Yeah, I wrote a book about the coronavirus. Yes, I have it right now. And don't you know, people in my family haven't even asked me to read the book. That's how lost and that's how bound that they are. The God of Israel told me millions was going to die in 2020, and he told me to write the book, and nobody have asked to read it. Why? Why? Because your Hebrew Israelite elders and your Christian church pastors and bishops to y'all, especially the Hebrew Israelite elders, they teaching y'all that the government is doing everything. But that's not what the coronavirus book is saying. It's the prophetic. Number 625. Now, I'm talking about grace today. Ahio bless thee. I'm going to go up to number 623. Let's go to 22. And Ahio spake unto Moses, saying, you need a prophet. Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying on this wise, ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, Ahio bless thee and keep thee. Verse 25, number 6, Ahio make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. They'll go to word grace right there in the Old Testament. Let's look it up in the Hebrew to see what it means. Hebrew number for the word grace or gracious. 2603, a primitive root, properly to bend or stoop in kindness. Oh, my God, people. Oh, my God. To an inferior, to favor, bestow, casually, to implore, that is moved to favor by protection. Beseech, fair, be fine, show favor, gracious, give, grant, entreat, merciful. Where is your, I'm not under the law, but I'm under grace. Where is it? Where is your statement? Where is your doctrine? That's a doctrine of the Christian church, that you are not under the law, but you are under the grace. Look what your daddy Pope, the Potiphar, the Roman, the same Roman that took down the disciples and the Son of God. Look what they don't taught you, that you are under grace and not the law. You are a lawless, rebellious, hard-hearted, stiff-necked people that have been deceived, that have been deceived. You and your children, and your men, for many generations. Scriptures in the New Testament say you rather believe a lie than the truth. And that truth is the God of Jacob. That's the truth. And the Holy Spirit, Mother Earth, and the Son of God. That is the truth. And his law is true. You are a lawless society of people. And that's Christianity. That's the number one religion. That's why You got COVID-19, Delta variant, plague, disease, all kind of sickness and diseases in your body. Your children dying, you dying, everybody dying, everything going on. Oh, my God, people have been teaching you satanic leaders. Yes, I'm the prophet of the God of Israel. His name is Ahiah. You satanic leaders have taught the people not to keep the law. That it's not important. And you don't have to do it no more. What it say? I'm going to go to my next scripture now. So the God of Israel told Moses and Aaron, go tell the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, the Hebrew nation. They still alive, Pete. You Christians are never will, and that's another thing they come with, bro. Caller. We spiritual Israel. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They take that one scripture, bro, in the New Testament where they said, Paul said they spiritual Israel. One little phrase, one little injected word. Because that's what it is, injection. Because they don't have no other precept. They don't have no other scriptures in the Bible to back up that they are spiritual Israel. You cannot be spiritual Israel. You can only be Israel. And they're not Gentiles. They are Jews. And they are Hebrews. And they are black and brown people in the earth. I don't want to repeat myself. Because I don't believe in repeating myself. I believe in edifying my audience. So he told Moses and Aaron, I'm going to make the children of Israel's face to shine. And I'm going to be gracious unto them. And that's exactly what he wanted to do in the wilderness. He wanted to give them so much grace. So much favor. I read to you over there in Genesis that grace means beauty. He wanted to make them so beautiful to him. So beautiful. He wanted to give them everything that they needed, want, and desire. But because they did not want to keep the law, look what happened to our ancestors in Jerusalem. Millions died in Jerusalem. Guess who killed them? The God of Israel. The same reason y'all dying today. I'm speaking to you prophetic now. The same reason that you are dying today from COVID, heart disease, breast cancer, lung disease, Lyme disease, diabetes, all kind of diseases and all kind of plagues in the earth. It's the same reason that the children of Israel died way back then in ancient times. Because you people don't want to keep His law. I heard statements like this, caller. Oh, man, it's 613 laws in the Bible. That's too hard to keep. Are you kidding me? When you can keep all the laws of the government, the one that set up all your religions that you see in the earth, the Hebrew Israelites and all of them were set up by the government. All of them. There is no way that you could have a church or a ministry that you want to call it or a camp if the government didn't set it up. Because guess what, people? Guess what? Let me give you some wisdom. They took Peter and Paul and all the rest of them down. Why? Because the ministry or the work that they was doing was totally against what they was doing and what they was teaching. So they took them down. They killed them. So if your religions and your ministries and your camps and your churches was like Peter and like Paul, and it's the truth, like it is, Christians and Hebrew Israelites and Muslim and all of y'all, then y'all will be dead right now today. Let me say it again to you. You would be dead, right? You wouldn't even be here. Your ministry wouldn't be going on today. It would be over. But because you following your daddy, the Pope, because your daddy, the Pope, and all his Potiphar's and all his bishops set up all your religions all over the earth, You okay. You're not a threat. See, Peter and Paul and John and all of them was a threat to the Romans when they was in Jerusalem. They was a threat. And they had to take them down, and they had to take them out so they can bring forth their religion that you see today. So they can bring forth their doctrines that you see today. So they can bring forth their wisdom and their satanic teaching that you see today. Let me keep going to my next scripture. Psalms. Still talking about grace now. I haven't even got on the body of Christ. And I haven't even got on we the church. I haven't got there yet, but I'm going there in a minute. Psalms 119:29. Psalms 119:29, people. Come on with me. And let's learn and hear what the God of Israel want us to know today. The real God. 119:29 of Psalms. Still reading precepts now. I started with Genesis 6:8. I'm still reading precepts from that one text talking about grace. It's not happening, people, no more. It's not going to happen that way no more, people. I'm telling y'all, you better wake up now. You better wake up now. Because what these people about to come with up in this earth, call what they about to come with up in this earth, y'all ain't ready for it. You are not ready because you don't have the prophetic. And you don't have the God of Israel, the one and true only God that took down Pharaoh, the same God. You don't have him behind you to fight with you or for you. You got Jesus, false. You got Yah, false. You got Jah, false. YHWH, false. Buddha, false. Allah, false. Hindu, false. Everybody, false, false. And they know that. And they know that. So that's why they don't, but the Most High, MH, false. And I can back up everything that I'm saying on this platform. The God of Israel ain't going to place nobody here on his platform that can't teach and back up. He want me to say, believe me, he won't. And that's why don't nobody use his name and call his name, because they don't know that God. He's the real God. Psalms 119:27. It took a long time, people, to get where I am through so much hell to get where I am right here in front of you on Blog Talk Radio today. I went through so much hell in my life. You don't know who you talking with. You don't know me. Psalms 119:27. The devil been trying to take me out since I jumped out my mama womb. Seriously, people, take me out. I have seen the devil for himself personally. I have saw the devil, how he look, everything. I'm telling you, he is real. And I'm telling you, he's over all these religions that you see in this earth. Walk away, people, while you can. Psalms 119:27, people. I'm trying to help you. I want to help you. The God of Israel want to give you grace today to help you. That's what grace is. He sent the Son of God in the earth for the children of Israel. That was the grace. But it ain't got nothing to do with you not keeping the law. He sent his Son to show kindness. Grace means kindness. Grace means favor. He sent his Son in the earth for the children of Israel with grace and mercy. Because he killed millions of them when they was in Jerusalem. In the Old Testament, he killed millions of the children of Israel. So he sent his Son, give them a way back to him. Did you put it on, bro? Excuse me, people. Did you put it on? Okay. 119. Let's start at verse 27. Make me understand the way of thy precepts. Look what David is saying. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Psalm 119:28. My soul melt for heaviness. Strengthen thy me according to thy word. Psalms 119:29. Remove from me the way of lying and grant me thy law graciously. Ahaya, grant me thy law graciously. Let me keep your law graciously. Have grace on me. Give me favor. Give me kindness. Help me to keep your law. Not that the law done away with, it's dead, it's obsolete, I ain't got to do it no more. I'm on the grace, I'm saved, I'm on the salvation, I'm born again. Ain't born of nothing, bro. Sister, you're not born of nothing. You got to have the law of the God of Israel. Without it, you are a lawless people. He cannot help you. Without the law, he cannot help you, people. He could not even help the children of Israel that he swore to our fathers, Abraham, that he was going to help them. He could not even help them. He could not even do what he wanted to do for Israel. Why? Because they didn't want to keep the law. So he killed them. That's what's going on today. You are dying because you don't want to keep the law. But your leaders won't tell you that, will they? Your Hebrew Israelite leaders and your Christian church pastors and bishops and prophets, they won't tell you that, will they? No, they won't. They won't tell you, people, that you are dying today by the truckloads and the busloads and your men because y'all don't want to keep the God of Israel law. And you Hebrew Israelites, y'all can sit down, call yourselves keeping the law. Call yourself. Oh, my God. The stuff that you elders are teaching the people as far as the law, you need to sit down. You really need to sit down, bro. But look what David said. Remove from me the way of lying and grant me thy law. Let me look up law in the Hebrew. Hebrew number 8451, a precept or statute, especially the Decalogue of the Petutia law. Graciously. Hebrew number, same number. Let's see what it is. 2603, same one. To bend, stoop, and kindness. So David was asking the God of Jacob to be kind to him and let him keep the law. Are you people praying like this? Are you people saying this to the God of all gods? Next verse. And after this, I'm going to read a scripture, people, in the book of Zechariah. After this, I'm going to read a book in Zechariah. And then I'm going to go to the New Testament before I read Zechariah, just to close the topic, grace out. Psalms 27. Verse 7. Psalms 27. Come on, people. Get your Bibles. Stop listening to me. Because that's what y'all so good at. Listen to your elders. Listen to your pastor. You don't want to open the Bible up enough. Get your Bibles. Go to the Hebrew. Go to the Greek. Follow me so you can learn and edify your mind, so you can get released from the bondage of religion. sons. That's y'all problem. You too lazy. You too lazy. You lazy. Lazy minded. Don't want to know nothing. Don't want to put nothing in your mind but the stuff that you already know. What your mama and them don't taught you for generations. They didn't know nothing. They taught you what they know to follow the government, to do what they tell you to do and be good little slaves. It's time, people. It is time. It is time now for the remnant to be released. And that's why this brother is here on this platform. Because, see, he heard the God of Israel calling him. He heard something in the spirit. See, the remnant are starting to wake up now. Because the God of Israel told me, it's time. Today when I was praying, it is time. He said, you know what? I'm about to separate. Telling you what he said to me today in prayer at 12 o'clock. The noonday sacrifice. You're supposed to be praying three times a day. He can't even get y'all to pray no day because you're so busy. So busy, busy, busy. Busy for what? When this world is about to be a sinking ship. Busy for what? You better be busy for him trying to find out what you got to do to deliver yourself and your children. Because when they start saying, Daddy and Mama, when those people knocking at the door or whatever, they going to start, please, what are you going to do? Call your elder, call your bishop, call your pastor. They ain't going to answer the phone. You better call on the God of all gods. You better call on the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation, Ahaya. You got to know that God now. I don't know, people. I'm speaking prophetic today. This brother here, I don't know. I got to speak the way I'm speaking right now. You got to call him now. You don't call on Jesus for 500 years since you've been here. What have he done for you? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. What have you done for me? Absolutely nothing. Yah, and all your gods you don't call on. Look at us, people. Look at us. Look at our condition. Look at who we are. Look at where we at. Look at us. And you think a religion gonna help you? In a church service, in a good sermon. Let me go to my next scripture, people. Psalms 27:7. I'm running out of time. I know it. Psalms 27:7. I got to pull it up, people. The body of Christ, the church. That's the next topic coming up. Psalms 27. All you elders on YouTube, all they talking about to the people. The next Passover, the next Feast of Unleavened Bread, all of that stuff, all that religion, man. Y'all ain't keeping the holy days. You polluting them. You polluting them. With all that nasty meat, you going up in the markets buying, call yourself keeping a Passover feast. Are you people crazy? You think the God of Israel wants that nasty meat up in a grocery store on his table for Passover? 27:7 of Psalms, people. Come on, let me get through with this. Then we go into the New Testament and talk about grace over there. Because I'm showing you from Genesis to the New Testament that grace don't mean what you think. Dispensation of grace. Dispensation of grace. What dispensation? I already showed you what dispensation means. The government. A order. A system. Yeah, that's your dispensation of grace. The system. The religious system. And the governmental system that you are following. The school system. All of that. Your work system. It's all up under Sasha. A order. The beast system. That's what it is. And the beast religion. All of them. Psalms 27:7. Start at verse 6. And now shall my head be lifted up, David, above my enemies, round about me. Why your head so down, man? Why your head so down, woman? Why your head so down, young people, up under your enemies? Because you're serving the wrong God. And you're doing the wrong things. And the God of Israel can't fight for you. You don't have no prophet. You don't have nobody but elders. And pastors. And false prophets. But David, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Israel, from the tribe of Judah, the kingship, the same tribe that I'm from. I'm a black woman. Enemies could not take him down like they have took us down. Why, people? Because he had the God of all gods. The consuming fire behind him. Y'all see all these fires heating up all over the earth? Temperature 130, 120, just heating up, all kind of fires. Y'all want to blame that on the government too, don't you? You want to blame everything on the government. No, it's the God of Abraham, it's the God of Isaac, and it's the God of Jacob. He is a consuming fire, and he's taking down his enemies in this earth. Who is his enemies? Anybody that don't keep his law, anybody that don't do what he is his enemy. So David's head was lifted up above his enemies. So you can write the Congress. You can get a militant group together. You can do all that stuff you want to do. But without the God of Israel on your side, people, you already lost the battle. You already lost the battle. And guess what? They wanted to make sure. When I say they, the people that set up the laws of this land. They wanted to make sure that you people was disconnected from the source of life, which is the God of Abraham. They wanted to make sure of that you replaced your God, Hebrews, with another God. They had to make sure of that now. They had to make sure that they disconnect you so they can bring us down. And that's exactly what they have done. Brought us so low, bruh. Brought us so low, sus. Brought us so very low, man. When we are the greatest and the most powerful people that ever walked this earth. They wanted to make us so low that we got to crawl to them on our belly and ask them to give us some food stamps and a government check and a job and an education. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing to the God of Israel forever. I will sing to the God of Jacob with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my strength. I will sing to the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will sing with joy. Yea, I will sing praises unto a higher. All of them songs that the Christian church sings is not to the God of Israel. It's not to the God that David was singing to. It's a different God, people. It's a different God. I know it, people. I know it. He has revealed it to me. He has revealed it to me now. It took me so long to understand that I was serving the wrong God and doing the wrong things. Following all these religions. I know now. I know the God of Israel. I know the God of my father Jacob. I will sing to him. When is the last time y'all sung to the God of Israel, the God of the Bible? You can't change him. The Bible speaks of him from Genesis to Revelation. The Bible calls him the God of Israel. The God of Israel, not Jehovah. Those are just injections. You only see Jehovah one time in the Bible. Yeah, one time. When the last time, brothers and sisters, Hebrews, when you sung to your God? You can only sing when you're in a choir. Psalms 27:7 now. Hear, O Ahiah, when I cry. When the last time have y'all cried? Nobody is crying, and we got 4 million people have died in this earth. I know it's real. I know the numbers are real, what the government is saying. Because the God of Israel told me in 2019, even before the COVID hit the earth, that millions was going to die in 2020. And we way beyond 2020 now. And it's still people die. Why? Because you have a song to the God of Israel. You haven't went into the, I ain't talking about no church. He hate religion. He hate all your churches, all your congregations, all your camps. He hate all that stuff. When have you went into the tabernacle of the God of Jacob and offered him a sacrifice of praise? The Christian church, they don't got it. They think they have it. They think they got it. This Jesus, oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus is everything. Oh, Jesus, Jesus is my God, Jesus. That's all they talk about. That's all they think about. That's all they know. They've been so brainwashed and brain dead. Tabernacle of the God of Jacob. We must build it, remnant. We must build our God a tabernacle on this side of the earth till we get back to Jerusalem. And we must build it the way he wants it to be built, only for the remnant, the 10% that will make it out of the new world order. Remember what I told y'all. Dispensation is religion and politics. That's what it's all about, that word. And when you look it up in the New Testament, the word dispensation is in the New Testament four times. And when I looked it up yesterday, each time it said administration. It say nothing about no cross, no blood of Jesus, none of that stuff. New covenant, none of that. We must build our God, remnant, a tabernacle. And we must sing, and cry out to him to save and help us from the beast in his system. That's what you need to be praying right now. And confessing that you have sinned and you have went against the God of Israel for other gods. You need to cry. So David said here, Psalms 27 says, hear, O Ahiah, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also on me and answer me. And answer me. Mercy is nothing but grace, people. Hebrew number 26:03. Same thing. To bend or stoop in kindness. The same definition, the same Hebrew definition for grace or gracious. Mercy and grace is the same thing. So you Christians, there is no grace that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will ever give you not to keep the law. You're not saved. You're not sanctified. You're not born again. None of that stuff. Let me keep going because I got some articles I got to read. Let me go to my last scripture, and I'm going to read a couple articles that I have just to finish this out, and we're going to talk about Zechariah. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 in the New Testament for the word grace. Let's go to the New Testament and see what it means in the Greek, because you see what it means in the Hebrew. Let's see what it means in the Greek now, people. Titus. Chapter 2, verse 11. I don't know if I, let's see. Thank you, Carla. You still here? 2:11. I was checking to see if I had any more other callers, bruh. No, bruh. They don't want truth. They don't want knowledge. They don't want wisdom. They don't want the God of Israel. They don't want the knowledge that comes from above on high, the knowledge and wisdom that's going to help them out of the new world order that's going to help them to defeat the enemy that's going to knock on their door in a minute and drag them and their children up out of their houses. Your little gun won't be able to stop them. You already heard Joe Biden tell you that. Why y'all people worried about having rifles and all that stuff? That won't be able to stop us. And it won't. And it won't. The children of Israel, when they was in Jerusalem, our ancestors, they had weapons. They had whatever they had to have. They had war weapons and spears and bows and all of that. But could it stop the Babylonians? When the God of Israel sent the Babylonians on them to take them down and to kill them, could their weapons stop them? No. No. Could their weapons stop the Greeks? No. Could their weapons stop the Romans in 70 AD? No. And it won't stop them now. The same one that knocked Pharaoh down and his whole army is the one that you're going to need to stand up in here. Up in here, up in here. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. So your gun don't mean nothing, man. Oh, we're going to get militant, man. We're going to get militant together. Come on, bro. That's what, yeah, we got to get our guns. We got to arm up, man. We got to arm up. We got to train. Train for what? To be tucked down. To be tucked down by the beast in his system. To be tucked down by the beast and his agents. Well, Matt, the children of Israel tried the same thing. They could not handle them because they was into sin. They became polluted. They defiled Jerusalem with all their gods. Baal, Chamon, Malcolm, all kind of gods Solomon had up in there, man. Them kings, all them kings up in Jerusalem, they had all kind of gods, lighting incense and all kind of stuff, decorating them. And they could not stop the Romans and the Babylonians and the Greeks. You think you people going to be able to stop them? Well, you're doing the same thing that your ancestors was doing. And you worse than your ancestors. That's what the Bible say. You are worse. So you people don't have a chance, man. The only chance you got, speaking to you prophetic, the only chance that you have is to get with the God that put you in this earth. The God that the Bible speak of, the God of Israel. Titus 2:11. I got to get out of here, people. I'm going to read the articles next. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation have appeared to all men. You see that? For the grace of God. It was God's grace that brought salvation to Israel. Let me get a scripture to prove that to you. It was the grace of God that brought salvation. Salvation is just eternal life. When you die and leave this earth, you won't go to hell and be with Satan. That's what salvation is, eternal life. It was God's love and kindness and favor that he had for his people, Israel, that bought that grace and that mercy. He never told them not to keep the law. What scripture is that? Give me a scripture. where the God of Israel told you not to keep the law, where the God of Israel told you you're not under the law, but you're under grace. What scripture is that? Please. Let me look up grace right here. Same thing. It said grace. Greek number 5485. Graciousness. Same exact meaning that I got in the Hebrew. As gratify of manner, act, literally or figuratively or spiritually, especially the divine influence upon the heart. That's grace. When the God of Israel can touch your heart and make your heart right with him and make your heart good and make your heart clean and get all them idols and all that whoremongering and all that stuff that we have done in our life. Get it out of your heart, man and woman. That's what grace is. It's a divine influence upon your heart. And that's why he sent the Son to give that grace to Israel. And the Gentiles, if they wanted that. But he came for Israel. But when he came, his people did not accept him. They said, crucify him, kill him. We don't want him. And that's why when he died and all the disciples the Romans took down, because they was in charge of Jerusalem, I told you that. After he died and all the disciples, the God of Israel sent the Romans in 70 AD to take Jerusalem. And that's when they came with the New Testament and all that stuff you got today. Start translating our Hebrew scrolls and putting it into what they want and putting Lord everywhere and God and injecting their names and injecting their little stuff that they got to deceive the masses of people all over the earth. So grace is the influence of the heart. Your heart got to change. Your heart got to change, man. Your heart got to change, woman. We got to change now. A reflection in the life, including gratitude. Grace is gratitude, acceptable, benefit, favor, gift, grace, joy. I don't see nothing about don't keep no law. Now let me go to my articles and see how much time I have left. Still have a little bit of time. I think I can finish this. I thank the God of Israel again for the caller. Very wise brother. Let's go to the article now. Let me see where I'm at here, people. Yeah. Those are all talking about the body of Christ, all those articles that I had. So just to talk to you about grace and its conclusion, I think I said enough, people, for you to understand and get the message, Christians, Muslim, and all the rest of y'all, that the only grace that you're going to have in this earth I'm in overtime, people, is the God of Israel keeping you alive. The God of Israel keeping you people alive. You got death all around you. Destruction all around you. And you think just going to your church service and your platforms on YouTube videos, listen to your elders and all of them, gonna help you. But I'm here to tell you as the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Ahaya. Thus said the God of Israel. Thus said the God of Ahaya. The God of Ahaya. Your grace that you believe you have, that you think you have. You believe that God is on your side, because that's what your elders and your bishop them keep telling you, that God is with you and you're going to be all right. You're under grace, not the law. You're under the blood and all of this satanic teaching. That will not be able to help you people. When it go down, you better repent from serving all them false gods. This is what the God of Israel telling me to tell you right now. You better repent for being a Christian, because it's false. You better repent for falling the Hebrew Israelite teaching. Some of it is real, he say. Most of it can't help you people. So now we're going to do Zechariah chapter 1, verse 1 through 6. So I can read to you what the God of Israel want you people to know today. This is a right now message. Right now. What we got to do right now. What we need right now. Not what we got to do down the road. All your leaders telling you to wait. Sit still. Don't move. Don't do nothing. Wait on Christ. Wait on Christ. What scripture is that that tell me I need to wait on Christ? I need to prepare myself for the battle. It's a fight, man. This is a fight in this earth. This is a fight here, man. It's time to get ready for the battle. He told me that about 5 days ago. It's time to get ready for the battle. The fight is about to go down. And you cannot fight with carnal weapons. You cannot fight with your religion and all the stuff you believe. Won't be able to stop in his agents. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 1. I got to get out of here now, people. I'm in overtime. I have, let's see, for the body of Christ, not that many. 1, 2, 3, like 3, I should be able to finish. Let me read Zechariah now. I have some articles that I need to read. A few articles. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 1. Yeah, it's going down, people, and I'm getting ready spiritually. Spiritually, I have denounced all gods and all religion. And I'm getting ready to fight with the God of Israel on my side. You want to fight with me? Call me. Come on. Let's join together. Let's join together, people, in one, in unity, because that's what it's going to take. One understanding, one God, one wisdom, one knowledge, and one way. Not all these different ways and understandings and doctrines and this. No, 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 no. It's only one way. And that way was given to the children of Israel way back in ancient times. He the same God, today, yesterday, and forever. It's only one way and one God and one law and one knowledge. Zechariah chapter 1. In the eighth month in the second year of Dedrus came the word of Ahiah unto Zechariah, the son of Barachiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, Ahiah have been sore displeased with your fathers. Let me say again. Ahiah have been so displeased with our fathers, our ancestors. He was so very angry with them. He was so very unhappy with them. Why? Because they was doing the same thing that you people are doing. Worshiping all kind of false gods and doing all kind of idolatry and falling all kind of idols. He was so displeased with Israel. And that's why he had to kill them. Because that's the only way he was going to be get some kind of comfort. He had to take them out. He told Moses, Moses, these people don't tempt me 10 times in the wilderness. 10 times, Moses, what you want me to do? 10 times they have tempted me. They have went against Moses. Get out of my way. And he was the prophet of the God of Israel. He told Moses, get out of my way, Moses. I got to consume these people. I got to kill them. I got to take them down with the pestilence. The same diseases that y'all seeing in the earth today come from the God of Israel. Was way back in ancient times. Took the children of Israel. They start coughing and all kind of stuff. Getting fevers, getting sick, falling out, dead, dying. They said in the news, like 3-4 days ago, bruh, caller, that it was like 100-something scientists. They've been investigating where did the COVID-19 come from? How did it start and all of that? They said the Wuhan lab and it's killing here and there and all of that. They've been trying to figure it out. You got a lot of Hebrew Israelites don't even think it's real. You don't know the Bible, man. That's what it is. You don't know the Bible. You only know your religion. That's all you know, your elders. That's all they know, what their elders taught them, religion. They said on the news, the scientists have realized, bro, call it. They done came to their final conclusion that the COVID came in the earth naturally. It didn't come from no lab. It didn't come from no bat. It didn't come from no monkey. It didn't come from no rat. It came in the earth naturally. And guess what? Anything that come from the earth naturally, the God of all gods put it here. Go tell your Hebrew Israelite elders that and your Christian church pastors still calling on Jesus to take COVID out the earth. It ain't gonna happen. I told you that a year and a half. I've been telling you that. It's not gonna happen, people. And now guess what? The variant, Delta variant, they want to call it. But that ain't what the God of Israel called. He called it a plague. And a pestilence. So he said here in Zechariah 1:2, I am so displeased with your father. Therefore die. So I'm a false prophet. I told you a year and a half ago, COVID ain't going nowhere. Because that's what the God of Israel told me to tell you. You know what he told me to tell you? Because you won't stop. You won't quit. You won't turn away from your gods. You won't turn away from your religion. You won't turn away from your sin. So guess what? What else can I do, daughter, but kill them? That's what he told me to tell you almost a year and a half ago. I got it wrote down right in my book. The day and everything he told me to tell you on this platform. What else can I do but kill them? They ain't going to quit. They ain't going to stop loving Buddha. They ain't going to stop loving Allah. They ain't going to stop loving Jesus and Jehovah, Baal. They ain't going to stop loving Yah, YHWH, Yahweh, and all the rest of them. They ain't going to stop, daughter. What else can I do but kill these people? That's what he told. And that's exactly what he is doing. Zechariah 1 verse 3. You don't believe me? Come to my house. I'll show you. I'll show you all the prophecies and the prophetic messages that he have given me since I've been on this platform. And every last one of them that he told me came to pass. And it's coming to pass. Therefore say thou unto them, thus said a higher a host, turn ye unto me, said a higher a host, and I will turn unto you. Turn to me, Israel. Turn to me, Gentile, and I will turn to you. You have not turned to the God of Jacob, the God of Israel. You keep turning to all your other gods. Praying to them, singing to them, singing about them, worshiping them, fasting to them, crying to them. Oh, please, Jesus, take the COVID out the earth. Please, Jesus, don't let my mama die. Please, Jesus, save my daughter. Oh, she in the bed. She in the hospital with COVID. Save her. Oh, Jesus, you calling on Jesus. And while you calling on it, he's taking your whole family out with COVID-19. Y'all see, people. Do y'all see? Oh, Buddha, look at India. Oh, Buddha, stop it. Stop the virus. Stop the disease. Buddha. Buddha can't do nothing because he's not real. None of them is real. Turn to me, Israel, and I will turn to you. Thus said a higher of hosts. And I will turn unto you, said a higher of hosts. That means he have an army. Anytime you see hosts in the Bible, bruh, that means he have an army to fight for him and with him. That would be his holy angels. The same angels that kick Satan out. And his angels. Y'all serving the wrong God. The God that you serving can't fight against the God of Israel. He all power. He all power, people. All power. Little weak God Satan that's over your Christian churches and your camps and your religious institutions, that God can't fight the God of all gods. He the one created him. Those little beasts. System that you follow. Oh, I got to go to work. Oh, I got to go here. Oh, I got to go there. I got to go to school. I got to get educated. All this stuff that you got to get. Let me keep reading, people. Zechariah, because I do want to go through my articles, and I got to right now. Let me just go down. Zechariah 4, people. Zechariah 1:4. Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus said a higher host, turn you now from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear, nor hearken unto me, said a higher. So all the prophets cried. Moses, he cried in the wilderness. Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Elijah, John the Baptist in the New Testament, the Son of God, Yeshua, they all cried, the prophets. They all cried to the God of Israel, cried to the people, said, stop serving other gods. Haven't you people figured it out yet that you are serving other gods? Your gods cannot take COVID out the earth. Your gods cannot heal your cancer. Your God cannot heal your diabetes. Your gods cannot heal your arthritis. Your gods cannot do nothing for you. Your gods can't take your poverty out of the earth. Your gods. Can't make you feel like you're alive. Because guess what? You people are spiritually dead. You disconnected. Our father, Adam and Eve, our mom and daddy, Adam and Eve, they were spiritually dead. Yeah, the devil told you ain't going to really die. He was right. He was absolutely right. He was absolutely right. You ain't going to really die. Just go ahead. Go ahead and eat it. And they didn't die naturally, but they died spiritually. Because guess what? When they listened to Satan, the serpent, that's when they served another God. They went with the God. They went with Satan, what he said. And they went against what the God of Israel told them not to do in the garden. So guess what? They denounced the God of Israel, throwed away what he said, and went with Satan, what he said. And that's what you people are doing right now today. Doing just what your daddy Adam and your mama Eve did. Disobey, rebel for this world, for this system, for their way, for their education, for their money, for their jobs, for their resources, for everything that they have given you, which is nothing, which is crumbs that fall off a table just to keep you little slaves quiet. Go ahead, Billy. Yeah, give them some more food stamps. Give them some more stimulus checks. We'll keep them quiet like that. Give them some more stimulus checks. Give it to them. That's all they want. As long as we give them something, they'll be quiet, and we can usher in the new world order. We can usher it in because we got them right where we want them. Right where we want. And I read yesterday that dispensation, see, you people have committed evil. That's what he says, Zechariah 1:4. You didn't listen to the prophets. You don't want to listen to me. I told you millions was going to die before it started happening. I told you what you had to do way back 2 years ago. I started with Hebrew Crisis Helpline on this platform. I told you in 2019 we was in a crisis. And that crisis was COVID-19 coming into earth in 2020. I spoke to you prophetically. Yeah. He said, they have cried, but you don't want to listen. You don't want to listen to me. You don't want to listen to me. You don't want to listen to what the God of Israel is speaking through me to tell you. You think I'm a false prophet, just like the children of Israel thought all the prophets was false, and they killed them. They killed all of them. Evil. 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 Be you not as your father unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus said a higher a host, turn you now from your evil. Turn from your evil ways, people. Evil ways. See, your ways are evil. You are morally evil. Naturally evil. That's what it says. Hebrew number 7451 for evil. Evil, it said bad. Bad or evil, naturally or morally. Evil. Evil. Anybody say the law is done away with is evil. Anybody say that We under grace, and we ain't got to keep the laws evil. Anybody that say it doesn't matter what his name is, it's evil. Talking about the Christian church. Anybody that say the law is done away with is evil. Anybody that say the children of Israel is dead, they obsolete, we don't know who they is, we don't know where they is evil. Anybody that set up a statue, pray to it, and cry to it, and sing to it, is evil. Anybody that work for a white man, a pink man, a yellow man, a blue man is evil. Why? Because the God of Israel ain't never told you to do that. It's evil. Anybody teach you that you can eat whatever you want to eat and wear whatever you want to wear and go wherever you want to go is evil. So he told her, turn from your evil ways and your doings. Your ways are evil and everything that you people are doing. But they did not hear nor hearken unto me, said Ahiah. Your fathers were, are they in the prophets? Your fathers, where are they in the prophets? Do they live forever? Do they live forever? No, they are dead today. The children of Israel, they dead. Millions of them died in the wilderness. We, they children. Where are they, say? Where your prophets at? Prophets of Baal. Where they at? Can they live forever? Verse 6, but my words, my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers? And they returned and said, like as Ahiah of hosts thought to do unto us according to our ways and according to our doings, so have he dealt with us. And that's where you are, people, prophetically. You are right there, prophetically. Whatever the God of Israel have spoke through me, have spoke through John the Baptist and Elijah and all the prophets, coming to pass right before your eyes. Now, I'm going to pull up the body of Christ. Let's talk about the body of Christ. You better quit, people. You better quit. You better quit everything that you are doing. Because all the stuff you're doing, all your ways is evil to a higher. Y'all really thought y'all was righteous and good, huh? I thought the same thing, bro. I thought the same thing up until about a year ago. And I had to get a hold to myself. I said, nah, man. All religions is false. It can't be real. Something ain't right here. I had to get a hold to myself. I had to denounce Christianity. I denounce all of it. I don't eat market food. I hate market food. I don't even go into restaurants to eat that much. Why? The food is polluted. It's defiled. It's the food for the beast. Food up, chemical up, all kind of up stuff. Oh, my God, people. That's why he told you to have your own food. You can't listen to the God of Israel. You got to listen to the government, huh? The body of Christ. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 12:27. I'm going to read that. I don't know if they cut me off yet. Let me check. No, they haven't, not yet. Nicole is still here. I guess he gets some edification and some understanding. I'm happy to know that. The body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12, call it 27. 1 Corinthians 12, 27. So I just showed you Christians. For 2 days now, I've been on this topic. Ain't no such thing as the grace you're talking about. It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's false teaching. It's false doctrine. All your doctrines were set up by man. All of them. All of your doctrines, all of your laws that you have in this earth were set up by some man. And they got all you people just so obedient. So obedient to what they say and how they say it and what they want you and your children to do. Bro, you got to help your kids if you have any. You got to get this, my brother. You got to get this real, real truth and this real, real understanding and this real deep, deep connection with the right God. So you, your wife, if you have one, and your children can walk free. When they knock on your door, they won't even be able to see you. The God of Israel will hide you and your family right before their eyes. That's how powerful he is, and that's how he operates with people that he loves and people that he want to help and people that do whatever he tells them to do. He'll put you and your wife up in a cloud somewhere. Quick, boom. They won't even be able to see you and your children, man. You'll disappear right before their eyes. This is a spiritual connection with the divine. With the divine. That's what it's going to take for us to stay alive in this earth. It's going to take some manifestation of power. Come on, bro. Come on, sister. Let me help you because I know the way. He showed me. I have the blueprint now. I have it. And I went through a living hell to get it. I'm not bragging. I'm really not bragging. I'm just letting you know what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob have did for me and showed me. First Corinthians 12:27. We're going to talk about the body of Christ. That's another cliche that the Christian church use. Them and all they fake satanic leaders. Yeah, I said it. Come on there and defend yourself. Come and defend yourselves in your Christian church and your religion. Come on. That's what I thought brother was coming to do. I thought brother was coming to do that today. I said, yeah, come, I got somebody going to come now and stand up for the Christian church. But he said, nah, sis, I'm just here to listen and, you know, soak in the knowledge and see what I can get. So, yeah. 12:27, people. The body, I'm the body of Christ, they say. I'm the body of Christ. You're not the church. Let me show you where that teaching come from. 12:27. They're going to cut me off in a minute. I hope I get a little time. Let me go up to verse. Yeah, verse 27. Now ye are the body. Let's go to 26. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in that particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after the miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities, and tongues. Yeah, people. See, this scripture here is straight up to me. It's an injection. It's an injection, 1 Corinthians 12:28, because when you go back to the Torah, when you go back to the Mishnah, the Hebrew scrolls, you're not going to find no apostles there. You're not going to find no teachers there. Okay? The only thing you're going to find up under order that the God of Israel gave Moses and Aaron, you're going to find prophets, and you're going to find priests and elders. That's what you're going to find. And the elders, all they did was gather the people. They did not minister to the people at all. You ain't going to find no pastors and bishops. All that stuff is New Testament madness that's set up by your pope, the Potiphar. All your popes and your bishops. So, yeah, I'm talking about the body of Christ right now. Let me read another scripture. Before I read the scripture, let me go to my article right here. Right here, people. Body of Christ. Wikipedia, people. Wikipedia. Body of Christ. I'm the body of Christ, and I'm a Gentile. Oh, madness. Madness. The body of Christ will never be a Gentile. The body of Christ is Israel. The body of Christ is the 12 tribes of the Hebrew kingdom and the Hebrew nation. Body of Christ, it said in this article. This article is about the biblical phrase for the Christian feast, Corpus Christ feast. Y'all know what that is. That's communion. Communion, madness. That's some more madness that the Hebrew Israelite camps and churches do in the Christian church. More madness. More false doctrine that come from your popes. The Romans. The ones that set up all your religions. Oh, Corpus Christ feast, communion. Take this bread. Take this body. This is my body. You know, break it and take this cup. This is my blood for the New Testament. What? So you trying to tell me, Christian, Hebrew Israelite, that the Son of God, Yeshua, my Savior in the Hebrew, that's his name. You trying to tell me that God the Father, Ahiah, told you people to take a cup of wine or a cup of grape juice and say, this is his blood, and drink all of it. Drink all of it. This take this bread. This is my body that was broken for many. Do it all in remembrance of me. So you trying to tell me that the Son of God and his Father is telling you to drink some blood? This blood and drink it. This is my blood of the New Testament. When the scriptures up under the law, bruh, The scriptures up under the law tell you that you cannot eat blood. So if you can't eat blood, that's up under the dietary law. You can't eat blood, Leviticus 11. You cannot eat blood. So if you can't eat blood, you can't drink blood. So you trying to tell me the New Testament that was made 70, 80 years after they killed the Son of God and the disciples, telling you people to drink the blood of Christ, of the blood of Jesus. Madness. Madness. The God of Israel would never tell you to drink no blood. The God of Israel would never tell you that this is the blood of the New Testament. What? What no New Testament when Peter and them walked the earth? What no New Testament till they kill everybody? This is my body that was broken for many. So you want to take a piece of bread and eat the body of Christ. God will not tell you to do it. That's cannibalism. That is cannibalism. He told you in the Old Testament not to eat humans. Matter of fact, the children of Israel, they was burning up their kids to Moloch and Baal. And after they burn them up, they take them and eat, give them to the gods, Moloch and Baal, and then they eat them. They eat them. They was eating their own children. I can go to the scripture if I had time to prove it to you. They was eating their own children. And that's why the God of Israel took them down. So you trying to tell me in the New Testament, he telling you to eat the body of his Son? Oh, my God, that's some more madness. Communion. Who set it up? Your daddy Pope. There you go. Your daddy Pope. Let me get it, people. Corpus, let me show you where this come from. Corpus, the communion and all this stuff. Corpus. Corpus mean a dead man. Corpus mean a dead body. Corpus. So the God of Israel is telling you to celebrate the dead. Oh, my God. I told you in the law you can't even touch the dead. You don't even supposed to go to a funeral. You don't even supposed to go to a funeral, people. Did y'all know that? That a Hebrew is not supposed to even go to a funeral? No, you didn't know that, did you? Why? Because your elders and your pastors and your bishops is not teaching you. They're only teaching you religion. I got to go, people. I might have to pick it up next. Probably tomorrow I'll come back and finish. But I got to go because I got something to do. I got to leave now in a minute. So let me pull this up, though, before I go. Before I go. And I just have three more scriptures. I think I can finish. Let me do it. Let me do it, people. Come on. Okay. Right here. Corpus. Corpus Christi. It say the feast or Corpus Christ, Christus, also known as the Solemnity of the Most Holy Body, the Blood of Christ, is a Roman Catholic, Evangelical, and Western Orthodox celebration, the real presence of the body and blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, which is Cedric Borgia, second Pope Rome's son. Pull up Cedric Borgia. You're going to see all your pictures of Jesus, all your pictures of your loving God, you call him Jesus, Cedric Borgia. Corpse, dead man. That's who you celebrate. You celebrating a dead man, a dead body. The Pope's son, the second Pope of Rome's son, Cedric Borgia. Caesar Borgia. That's why you do a communion and crying and all of that at the Christian church, like you're in a funeral and all. Yes, it is a funeral. Every Sunday is a funeral. Every Sabbath day. The Hebrew Israelites, they do communion too. But look at here, say, the Christian theologian in turn, the body of Christ, has two main but separate meanings. It may refer to Jesus. And when I pulled up the word Jesus, look who I see, people. I'm on the Wikipedia for the body of Christ. Look who I see. A picture of Caesar Borgia, the Pope's son. Oh, my God. Is that Jesus? Is that the Jesus you Christians been calling on and falling all these 500 years since our ancestors left the slave ships? Oh, my God. Caesar Borgia. It's Jesus. A real man that's dead. A real dead man that's in his grave right now that never was resurrected. Oh, my God. This couldn't be the real Son of God. No, it's not. Look, people. Let me go here. It says Christ. Okay. It says, my body, this is my body. Luke 22:19-20. This is my body, the Last Supper, they say. Or it may refer to all individuals who are in Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:12-14. 12 through 14, another scripture. Christ also associated, I can't get it because I'm running out of time. Christ also associated himself with the poor of the world, the Eutychus. Oh, man, the Eutychus. Oh, that really sounds like something Catholic, right? That really sounds like something Roman. That really sounds like something Greek. The Last Supper, the Eutychus. The body of Caesar Borgia, the son of the Pope, the Eutychus, the body of Christ, broken in sacred ligatory, can be seen through charity. And it says, Pope Francis, oh, really? Okay, let me go to another article now. Oh. Yeah, we the body of Christ. Yeah, we got to take that blood. And corpus, it said that the body of Christ means Corpus Christi Festival. Let me spell a word for y'all, for the body of Christ. C-O-R-P-U-S, Christ, feast. Christ feast, Passover, all that. It's up on the C-O-R-P-U-S. Let's see what that word means, people. Let's see what that word means. Corpus. You know what it means, Christians. You know what you people really are falling, what you people really are doing is satanic. Ah, God, you eating a dead man's body, Caesar Borgia, the Pope's son. Corpus, a collection of writings. The dictionary is for, this is a definition for, a collection of writing texts, especially the entire work of a particular author or a body or writing on a particular subject. The Darwin corpus. Y'all know Darwin? Darwin is the one that came up with evolution. Oh, Darwin corpus. Is the one that came up with the evolution, saying that we evolved from apes and monkeys and all of that. Darwin have everything to do with your teaching on the body of Christ. That you Gentiles are the body of Christ up under your satanic religion. Christian. Darwin. It's a Darwin corpus. Let me read that. Let me read that. A main body or mass or a structure. Dorian Corpus. Now, I have a news article for Dorian Corpus. Let me get that, people. Come on with me, bro. Dorian Corpus. They said that's what the body of Christ is all about. That's the writings. He the one came up with the texts. He the one wrote that the body of Christ, we got to take the communion. We got to do the Passover. We got to do all that. We the Gentiles. We the body of Christ. He came up with all that. It's a corpus definition. Corpus by the Oxford Dictionary. A collection of writing texts. Dorian. Dorian Revelation. Tracing the origin and evolution. Dorian, D-A-R-W-I-N. Y'all Christians don't know nothing about him probably because you don't study and you don't read. You brain dead anyway. Dorian had considerable training and significance of geographical and articles. A stunning corpus. There go that word again for the body of Christ. Corpus. That together with more Ferrari. Wow. Rather than picking bits out of the Dorian corpus and adapting them to suit our own purpose or to fit our own preconceptions, what I tell y'all, your Jesus is fake. Your Christ is fake. Your body of Christ and all the stuff that's set up around it and for it and by it and what you got to do is fake. Let me read another article. Mystis Corpus Christi. Christa, Mystis Corpus, same thing, Christa, but this is just in Latin. This one is in Latin in the Wikipedia, so it's pronounced a little bit different from the one I just read. It's another form of Latin. English is say the mystical body of Christ. It's a papal, P-A-P-A-L. I gave y'all the definition for the word papal earlier. It said the Pope. It said the Pope. So all of this stuff, all of this teaching, all of this stuff about the body of Christ and all that, the Eucharist and the bread and the wine and the communion, it's set up by the Pope, the Papal, the Potiphar. Papal used by Pope Pius, Pope Pius, P-I-U-S-S, on 29th. June 1943 during World War II. It is a fifth principle, remember, for its statement in the mystical body is identical with the Catholic Church. Oh my God. The same exact thing that the Christian Church are falling. The same exact teachings that the Christian church are following is identical to the Catholic church. It's the same exact thing with a different spin on it. A different spin, but the same exact teaching. The popes, they worship in Sergio Borgia, the second Pope of Rome's son, and the Christian church, you worship in the same exact Christ, Corpus Christ, a dead, which means a dead man. The Son of God is not dead. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father right now. Right now. My God. How deep this goes. This goes deeper than the rabbit hole, people. So very deep. Y'all people are so lost. Y'all people are in so much trouble with the God of Israel. Oh, it says, I'm not going to read no more of that. Let me go here. Right now, I want to read a scripture. You're not the body of Christ. Let me go to Matthew. I believe it is. Matthew 15. Ooh. Let me get it. Oh, God. Yeah. I think it's 20. Okay, I'm running out of time. They're going to cut me off in a minute, bro. Caller. I am going to call you, though, like I said. Matthew 24. Let me show you who the body of Christ is. And I have more scriptures to prove to you who the body of Christ is. It would never be Gentiles. Matthew 15, 24. But he answered and said, oh, let me go up here to Matthew 15, 25. Matthew 15, 22. I'm running out of time, so I'm getting tongue twisted. Matthew 15, 22 calls. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, Yeshua, thy son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. And he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Do I need to say anything else? The Son of God, the real Son of God, not your Jesus and not your Corpus Christi. I am only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's who he was sent for. But look what happened after that now. Let me show you y'all place, Gentiles, Christian church, with the Son of God. Let me show you what he think about y'all. Since y'all think you spiritual Israel and, you know, you saved and sanctified and all this stuff. He said, I'm only sent to the lost sheep to the house of Israel. That's what he told his disciples. Then came the woman. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Yeshua, help me. They got Lord there. His name is Yeshua. They took it out. They took it out. So you wouldn't know his name. So you would worship Jesus and Sergio Borgia and all they gods. Matthew 15, 26. But he answered and said, it is not meant to take the children bread and to cast it to dogs. Dogs, call this woman a dog. He said, I'm not going to take the bread of the children of Israel. I'm not going to take the miracles and the blessings of the children of Israel and heal your daughter, because you are a Gentile and you are considered as a dog to me. Wow. Ain't that deep? Dog. He literally called the woman a dog. Dog. It's a Greek number 2952 for dog, puppy. A puppy dog. Because the woman has so much faith. The Gentile woman, the Canaanite woman, African. kind of nice are Africa. Ham is their father. And you Christians say, y'all, Ham is your father, so you are considered as an African. That's what you say you is. That's what they call us in America, African Americans. I'm not African. I'm a Hebrew. And my God is a higher, the God of all gods. Then Jesus is say, then Jesus, Yeshua is his name. That's an injection. Then Yeshua answered and said unto her, oh, woman. No, she said, and she said, true, Lord. I'm in Matthew 15:27. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Yeshua answered and said unto her, oh, woman, great is thy faith. Be it known unto thee, even as thou wilt, that her daughter was made whole from that very hour. But she was a Gentile. That's why he called her a dog. Gentile are heathens. If I look up the word Gentile in the Greek or in the Old Testament, it's going to say heathen. Heathens. Okay. They probably cut me off. Now, I know they have by now. No, not yet. My call is still here. Yay. I have two more scriptures, and we will be finished. Thank you, caller. You're such a patient, patient man. Acts 7:38, talking about the church. Who is the church? Who is the body of the Mashiach? Not Christ. Christ is Cedric Borgier. Christ is Cedric Borgier. Christo, Christ. The Mashiach in the Hebrew, the Messiah in English, is the Son of God, Yeshua. Who is the Mashiach? Who is the body of the Mashiach? The children of Israel. Acts 7:38. One more after that, and I'm going to say good night to my caller, because he is a very good guest. And I know the God of Israel is going to bless him without a doubt. Without a doubt. I ask the God of my fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to bless my caller and his family. The blessings of Abraham will be over your life, caller, from this day forward. Acts 7:38. And the blessings of the God of Israel will be on your life from this day forward. 7:38. Things going to start being revealed to you. Things are going to be start showed to you. You are going to be enlightened. Enlightened. A light going to pop in your head, in your body, in your soul. In the next few days, you won't even be the same man. Something different is going to happen. A change going to take place in your life. That's what I hear, and that's what I feel. Acts 7:38. This is he that was in the church. Let me go up here a little bit. Acts 7:37. This is that Moses. Let me go on up. The church was born in the Old Testament in the wilderness. That's the real church, the 12 tribes of Israel, not you Gentiles. Acts 7:36. He brought them out after that he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses. This is what Luke is talking about. This is that Moses, which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall a higher your God raise up. unto you of your brother like unto me. Him shall you hear. Talking about the Mashiach, the Son of God, the Messiah. Yeshua is his name. Verse 38. This is he that was in the church. You see that? This is he that was in the church in the wilderness. Talking about Moses. The church in the wilderness. You think Gentiles and you Christians think that because Paul came with and told you that you can become saved and all the stuff that you believe, that you are the church and you are the body of Christ and Israel is dead and they done away with. And we are spiritual Israel and we're on our way to heaven and we are the church and we don't know where Israel is and we are it. No, the church was in the wilderness with the angel. Look, people. Look, Christians, we spake to him in Mount Sinai and with our fathers who received the lively articles to give unto law. The law is alive. It's alive. It's a right now word for today, for this time, for this hour. That's the only thing going to help you people is the law. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel, which spake to him in Mount Sinai and with our fathers, the Hebrew nation was birthed in the wilderness, in the old demand, the church, the church. You know what it say? The saints. We are the saints called. The 12 tribes of Israel is the real saints. Not them Gentiles. Not them Christians. They not the saints. They dogs, remember? They heathens. That's what the Bible call them. Heathens. Unless they keep the law and follow the God of Israel, and get up out of all the most satanic religion churches that they in, possible that they will ever have a foot in the kingdom to come. Last scripture. Revelation 12, verse 6. Let me show you the woman, which is the church that was in the wilderness in the book of Revelation, chapter 6. Revelation 12, 6. Sorry. I'm getting ready to go, people. They're going to probably already cut me off. I'm cramming everything in right now. Sorry about that, caller, but I'm running out of time. Revelation 12, 6. See, the dragon. You know what? I'm going to read it all the way down to verse 6. Revelation 12. The woman and the dragon. Who is that woman? That woman is Israel. That's who that woman is. And there appear a great wonder in heaven. But y'all say Israel dead and done away with. We don't know. We spiritual Israel. Liars. Satanic teaching. And there appear a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. You know what that means, Kristen? You know what that means, Carla? A crown of 12 stars means the 12 tribes of Israel. This woman that's in Revelation 12 represents the 12 tribes of Israel. They are not dead. The kingdom going to come down and sit on Mount Zion. Mount Zion is in Saudi Arabia. It's going to come down from God, sit on the holy mountain, Mount Zion. And guess what? The 12 pearly gates, which is the 12 tribes of Israel home, each tribe will live in those gates. So no, Gentiles, you are not the body of Christ, and you are not the church. So the 12 stars represent the 12 tribes of Israel right here in Revelation. No, we're not dead. You can't kill Israel. You can't kill Israel. They just hid us in the earth, calling us African Americans, Mexicans, all kind of names we got. Belizeans, Brazil, Brazilians, Australians, all kind of names they gave us. That's how they hid who we really are. And then they turned around. Y'all know who they is. I already told you they is. Then they turned around and set up all the religions to hide the God of Israel from you. And they injected Lord and God all through the Bible and gave you a New Testament after they killed everybody. Ain't that deep? Or Revelation 12. 12 stars. And it says, and she been with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. How long have we crying? Because we are the poor in the earth. The 12 tribes, we are the poor and the lowly and the oppressed people in the earth. We got pain. We got pain. They killing our children. They killing our women. They killing our men with all kind of medication and food and all kind of stuff. We are in pain, and it's time for us to be delivered. Hebrews, it's time for us to be delivered. That's why the woman was crying. The woman represents the 12 tribes. They was crying. They are crying right now. The remnant is the only one crying, not you 90%. You 90% is going to hell. Y'all already condemned. It's only 10% going to make it to the new kingdom, the new Jerusalem. Verse 3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, yeah, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And you Christians don't even understand what that means. And you call yourself reading the Bible and teaching the Bible. Sit down somewhere. Sit down somewhere. Y'all ain't got the prophetic. You don't got the God of Israel to give you wisdom, knowledge, and great understanding. Sit down. You disconnected. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns. 7 heads. 7 heads. Rome. Rome set on 7 mountains, the Vatican. Look that up, y'all. Look that up. The Vatican set on 7 mountains. Rome, Italy, Jewish, not Jews, Jewish. Esau children, red. Remember Genesis 25? Esau came out red all over like a hairy garment. That's the Pope's daddy. That's his bloodline. That's where he come from. And the 10 horns. 10 horn. EU, European nation. European nation. EU. Y'all know what the EU is? Y'all know what the EU is? European Union. 10 horns. It's 10 countries. that is confederate together with the seven heads, which is the Pope and the EU. The 10 horns are 10 nations, 10 kingdoms, and 7 crowns upon his heads. Look at here, people. This is real stuff here, Pa. It goes deep, man. Deeper than deep than deep than deep. We are the church, people. Those people are confederate against the children of Israel. Those are the people that set up all your laws in the earth, your system, your religion, everything that you see, they set it up. They want to keep you asleep, people. They want to keep you brain dead, people. They want to keep you lost. They want to keep you serving and calling on Jesus so you can stay asleep. And this tail threw the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman. Who is the dragon? Satan himself. That's the dragon, which was ready to be delivered. We ready right now. And that's why they're going to come with the new world order. That's the dragon. That's the beast system. The new world order is the dragon and his system. Get ready, people. Get ready. It's going down. Going down. And I'm about to leave now. Revelation 12:4. Yeah. Yes, people. The dragon. The red dragon. Remember, he red. See, he red. That's Esau and his children in the earth. Those are the people